This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
Hello, and welcome to another live edition of Road School Moms. I'm one of your co-hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time RVing mom to four wonderful kiddos and co-founder of Full Time Families, and coming to you live tonight from the West Coast in Idaho with a studio audience, I might add. Mary Beth, do you have a studio audience tonight?
Well, I guess if you want to count the dogs, I have a studio audience. But as usual, I'm on the East Coast all by myself, but that's okay. One of these days, it'll change.
Please introduce yourself to our listeners tonight for our first-time listeners.
All right. Well, this is Mary Beth, your road trip teacher, also creator, also a homeschooling traveling mama to four, author and creator over at roadtripteacher.com, and we chronicle our travels over at diaryofaroadmom.com, and we are so excited to be here with you tonight. Kimberly's got a special show tonight all wrapped up with a live interview that she's going to kick off in a few minutes, but right now I think we're going to talk about what our road school has been like this last week.
Absolutely. What was your road school like this week, Mary Beth?
You know, somehow our road school this week turned into kind of a life skills sort of not a whole lot about curriculum and all about just maintenance around the rig and organization and decluttering and life skills. I don't know. It wasn't anything planned, but it's just something that kind of happened because we're getting ready to launch here in the next week or two. We are going through some reorganizing and trying to get some things organized. You know how it is when it evolves a little bit and you realize that you are using things more than you used before or not other things that you really don't need. And so we've been going through some of that. And as you know, I can't brag enough. I've been talking about it all winter from our location where we've been, how great our neighbors are. And we're lucky to still have a set of neighbors that are still wintering here where we are that have really, 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 really made a big change in my kiddos' lives. And it's an older couple that have really, they've become such a part of our life. It's one of the reasons that we really haven't left our location. And my girls have learned all about sewing this week, which is something they definitely would have never gotten from me because that's one thing I never caught a grasp of that. And Taylor's learned some crochet skills and, oh, my goodness, our neighbor, he came over and helped me put some shelves in my kitchen cabinets, which I've wanted done since the very day that we bought our rig. And the kids all helped do that. And, we've just kind of had one of those learn-at-home kind of weeks.
Well, that sounds awesome. You know, sometimes home skills or home economic skills are overlooked in homeschool curriculum. So that sounds really good that you were able to organically add that with the help of your neighbors. I saw your Road School Week in Review at Road School Moms on Facebook, and it looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did, and we wound up our week with just a quick study about Flag Day because I think that was on somebody's calendar. One of the kids had the reading calendar that you and I talked about a couple of weeks ago, and there was a thing today on there if you're following that reading calendar that you got from Road School Moms a few weeks ago, then you know that today you were supposed to read or write about Flag Day. And so a couple days ago, somebody spotted that on the calendar, and that prompted a little quick study for Flag Day, which we put together and is available through a link. If you're listening to us via chat, it's in our chat window. And if you're listening to us via podcast, all you have to do is shoot us an email over to info@roadtripteacher.com, and we'll be glad to send you a free copy.
Fantastic. I'm looking at that right now. That looks like a lot of fun. Thanks so much for putting that together. We had an interesting road school week. As you know, if you've been following along, we have finally made it to Yellowstone. In my mind, there's been a little bit of Yellowstone or bust for me this summer, but I don't dare say that out loud because my camper and truck will always choose the bust option. But we made it to Yellowstone, and this national park, our first national park for the country, is massive. And you and I talk about expectations all the time, and I think my expectations were a little too high for Yellowstone. I had a huge list of things I wanted to accomplish, and I have to say I'm a little bit frustrated. Have you been to Yellowstone, Mary Beth?
I have, and I'm going to say it's so funny you say that because when you talked last week about Yellowstone, you and I have been so crazy busy this week that we've not really gotten to chat outside of our time here on Road School Moms. But the couple things that I can tell you just from my perspective, and we haven't talked about this, but number one, you've seen some amazing, crazy, amazing natural sights, I think, this spring and summer. Of a different magnitude, I think, than Yellowstone, and I'm a great lover of Yellowstone, so I'm not playing it down. But the other thing I think, and you just said it with expectations, you know, when you go into something with high expectations, it's easy to get let down. And the thing I find with Yellowstone that I found was we made a quick trip through there the first time, which took us back a second time, and we didn't really try to see a whole bunch the second time, and our second visit there was so much better. And we still haven't seen near all of it. And I think it's just you have to, unless you're going to stay there for quite a long time, you have to possibly, you know, just take it in small chunks or as much as you can digest at a time.
You know, you're absolutely right about that. And when you say stay there, I want to tell our listeners both live and on the podcast on demand, if you have a larger rig, good luck. You're not going to be able to fit in any but one campground inside the national park, and that's Mammoth Campground way far north. So if you are really intent on doing all of Yellowstone on your travels, then I suggest that you have a tent or that you rent a room in the lodge or possibly a cabin if they have them available and stay within the center area of Yellowstone because it is – what is it, like 2.5 hours across from one side to the other? And if you're already outside of the boundaries of Yellowstone, that adds another anywhere from 45 minutes to 2 hours to your trip. And most of our time touring Yellowstone has been spent in the car, which is disappointing to me. I want to be out and about and seeing everything, but there's a lot of driving involved in this park. We have seen some amazing things. I don't feel like we did Yellowstone justice. I think that we will have to come back another time somewhere in the future in our travels. But what we did see, I'm happy with. We saw, of course, Old Faithful and baby bison and tons of bison and elk and mud pots and fumaroles and geysers and all sorts of great, amazing things. But I would prefer to be able to see it more leisurely. And after 2 hours of driving, I'm kind of exhausted.
Well, and that's one thing I will say if you're listening in and you've never been to Yellowstone. The other thing that I'm going to add to that, because the first time that we went through there, we traveled in a Class A. We were in a Class A then. We were towing, so I don't know how long we were, but for crying out loud, we went right through Yellowstone, right around that, whatever the biggest loop was there. All I can remember is something Canyon or Canyon Village, that loop. With our Class A towing, and it wasn't a disaster in that we didn't have anything happen, but it was, I would not do that. Let's just put it that way. I definitely would not do that again. Like you said, the very best way to enjoy Yellowstone is to go and stay inside the park in one way or another and enjoy it from the inside out.
Yes, absolutely. And speaking of disasters, we had our own little mini disaster this week with our sewer system, and thankfully we were able to catch it on film. So if you go to our YouTube channel, you can see that disaster that we had midweek. But really, no one was seriously harmed in the making of that video. This show I'm really excited about because this is a show Mary Beth and I have talked about for a long time. And it just so happens that I happen to be parked in the wilderness with an RV insurance expert. What are the chances, really? So I asked Kyle Henson, who is the founder of RV Insurance, to be on the call with us tonight, and he said he would be happy to do it. So thank you so much, Kyle, for joining us tonight. We have a ton of questions for you. We've posted a couple polls on our website all week in anticipation for this show, and just want to introduce you, and please introduce yourself and tell us a little about yourself.
Cool. Thanks. Glad to be here. We've been on the road for almost 4 years with my wife and 8-year-old daughter. And we founded our veerhealthinsurance.com in January of 2014. You know, I have a health insurance background, but hit the road not really planning to do this for our veers until I started getting asked a lot of questions, a lot of people asking for help with health insurance. And so I just kind of took a chance and launched that website, and it just took off. And that's when I realized there were a lot more people than I realized who needed help with health insurance. So,
you know, health insurance is always a question that's asked without a really profound one-size-fits-all answer, right? Everyone that's on the road is looking for income, and then their second main concern is health insurance for their family. Some people have, you know, critical or constant illnesses that they need health insurance for. Other people feel very unsafe without health insurance. So if I am someone who's looking into this lifestyle, what kind of things am I going to look for in health insurance if I'm not getting it from provided from my employer, if that's not an option for me?
Well, if you keep using big words like perfunct, maybe it's short interview.
I've got a thesaurus right there.
Of course, there's a lot of things that go into looking for picking the right domicile, but and health insurance is just one factor. So speaking just about health insurance, the number one thing you have to look for is the provider network of the insurance company you go with. You have to make sure that it's going to cover you when you're not traveling in the state where you purchased it. And that's the biggest obstacle we have is our veers. So.
Absolutely. Now, I just lost my train of thought because you just mentioned something that triggered something, but it's gone. So anyway, we'll keep moving forward. Domicile.
Yeah.
So when I'm picking a domicile, I have to consider what insurance, what exactly do I need to consider as far as domicile and insurance go together?
Well, I mean, I get asked all the time, when people are researching the lifestyle, they always ask, well, which state should I pick? Well, there are so many things you have to factor in besides health insurance. So I give them my answer from a health insurance perspective only. But you have to weigh in the taxes, the vehicle registration, the headache to get to the state when you need to, and inspections and all that stuff.
And homeschooling.
Homeschool
laws.
Yeah.
You know, and that's mostly where our minds go when we think of domicile. We think of taxes, income taxes,
yeah,
vehicle registration, and homeschooling. And I don't know that people are really putting together that health insurance is based on your domicile.
Right.
How exactly does that work?
You have to purchase the health insurance in your state of residence, period.
Mm.
So people ask me, where should I buy my health insurance? One of the questions on the Facebook page is, where can I buy my health insurance? You have to buy it in the state where you're a resident of. You cannot purchase it anywhere else. So you, when deciding on a state of domicile, you have to include health insurance as one of the factors and make your decisions based on all the factors, not here's my domicile, but I'm going to purchase my health insurance in another state next door or across the country. You can't do that.
Right. Okay, and when you say in the domicile in that state, do I physically have to be there to purchase health insurance? Can I do it all online and over the phone and just use my mail address?
Yeah, you don't have to physically be in the state to purchase health insurance.
Okay.
Yeah, it can all be done through the wonders of technology, phone, and internet.
Okay. So let's use those questions that we got this week.
Let me clarify that.
Yes, please do.
There are some insurance companies that require you to spend a certain amount of time physically in that state.
Ooh.
Okay, now you don't have to, you'd ask about purchasing it. You don't have to be in the state to purchase it, per se, but some insurance companies do require you to spend 3, 6, 9 months of the year in that state to purchase their health insurance.
And how do you prove that?
Well, a lot of them will ask for you for a utility bill or something to that effect.
Okay.
Which still doesn't really say how many months you're living there, but yeah, I don't really know how you would prove it. And I've never really heard of the insurance company actually asking for that proof. But I've seen fewer companies making that a requirement now because everything's under the Affordable Care Act now. All of the the qualifying factors are different now. Everything's been redefined now, especially if you're purchasing it on the exchange with a subsidy. They determine your qualification, really. And the insurance company, once it gets to them, they really can't say, we're not going to insure you, right?
Right. Okay. So, like I mentioned before the show, we mentioned on both Full-Time Families and Road School Moms that we were doing this show with Kyle, and to please send us your questions. And you might have touched on this, but I'm going to go with Jennifer Smith's question. I would love to know the best states with ACA plans that may be used well across the country. We will need to move to a plan with good coverage since we unfortunately have pre-existing conditions. And then she mentions that you're on her list of to-dos to call.
Yeah. There really aren't good states. There are good insurance companies to go with.
Okay.
I mean, we always talk about the big three for domiciling for RVers: Florida, South Dakota, and Texas. Within each of those states, there are options. But overall, from a health insurance perspective, I still tell people if you have the option, Texas really is the best. Because, mainly, not because Texas as a state, as much as Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas, which has a great network that you can use nationwide.
Hmm.
So generally, if there's a Blue Cross Blue Shield company in your state of domicile that allows you to participate in what's called the Blue Card program, which is the National Blue Cross Association, then that's a good way to go. Okay, there are exceptions to that in some states. Nevada comes to mind. But for the most part, if you've got a strong Blue Cross company in your state, that's my go-to usually. It's because they have the largest network. Assuming you enroll PPO, I'm assuming your audience knows the difference between PPO and HMO.
So, yes, but let's expand on that just for...
Because that's the biggest thing you have to look for is the PPO network, which is a preferred provider network, which means you have benefits in their network as well as outside of their network, as well as expanded benefits beyond the network. HMO, you have no benefits outside of the defined network, which is usually within the state itself. So if you buy a Blue Cross Blue Shield HMO policy, it's generally only going to cover you inside Texas unless you have a medical emergency outside of Texas. Blue Cross Blue Shield PPO plan, on the other hand, will allow you to participate in the Blue Card program and cover you nationwide.
Okay, well, that's really good to know. Okay, Nicole Hartley asks, are there affordable plans for families that are not part of the ACA? We prefer to not go with ACA. We currently have great insurance that has worked in all states. We've needed it, but the cost takes up half of our monthly budget.
Okay, all health insurance is under the ACA.
Which is Obamacare.
Right,
okay.
The Affordable Care Act. So all there are no non-ACA health insurance plan. I understand what she's asking. She's asking, can you purchase it that's not on the exchange? So, but all health insurance falls under the ACA legislation now, which means they have certain minimum benefits and other requirements that they have to adhere to. But the difference that she's explaining is on exchange versus off exchange. On exchange basically means you're going to use your subsidy. Okay, federal grant money, basically, to purchase your health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't use a subsidy, then you're purchasing off exchange, but it's all under ACA still. All right.
Okay.
So can you repeat her question and make sure I answer it?
Sure. Are there affordable plans for families that are not part of the ACA?
Okay. So there aren't any that aren't a part of the ACA, unless you're going alternative options like short-term medical, share ministry programs.
Mm-hmm.
There are some plans that are not necessarily major medical, but they are called limited benefit plans where they just pay a certain amount. Those are high-risk plans, but I generally don't recommend it.
Why don't you recommend high-risk plans?
Well, because they have low benefit limits usually. So instead of paying 90% of your claim, it will pay... let's say for an inpatient hospital, they'll have a defined limit of $500 a day for hospitalization versus paying 90% of your claim. So, you know, if your hospital stay is $2,000 for one day and they're only paying $500, you know,
yeah, that's the big difference, yeah. And that leaves you with a big bill.
And unless you really read the policy from end to end, which, let's face it, a lot of people don't, you don't really know what those limited benefits are.
Right. And, you know, honestly, the policies are a little daunting, overwhelming to the layperson, and it's really important, and I'm sure you agree with me, to have an agent who's looking out for you, right? So as Kyle is a full-time RVer, so he knows specifically the ins and outs of our lifestyle, and that's really a major benefit to us. So we would recommend that you seek out someone like Kyle or Kyle himself, and we will give you Kyle's information at the end of this interview. Laura Hamilton says, ACA is still too much for us. What kind of options might be available specifically for children and the requirements to get them?
Well, there aren't any particular plans that are designed just for children, unless you're talking about state Medicaid programs. Now, a lot of families have the problem of applying for health insurance, and a lot of families on the road qualify for subsidies. But when they go and apply for the policy and apply for the subsidy, they find out that they actually qualify for Medicaid or just their kids qualify for Medicaid. And so a lot of times they'll just put the kids into state Medicaid. The problem with Medicaid for RVers is it is only going to cover you in that state. So if you are Florida residents and you apply for coverage, your kids get put into what's called Healthy Kids in Florida. They're covered in Florida, but that's it.
Right, except for emergency situations. They'll cover emergency, like ER costs.
Sometimes, but not always.
Yeah.
Even
and then
ER isn't always covered under Medicaid.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And what do you think about when we're talking about the logistics of insurance, and who is it important to insure in a full-time RVing family? Is it important to focus on the kids, or is it more important to focus on the parents?
I'll leave that question over to the parents themselves. That's a tough one. I mean, ideally you want to insure everybody in the family. But if you have to pick and choose who's insured, you have to start with the person who has the greatest need, I suppose. If you have somebody with pre-existing conditions, you know, everybody can get covered now with pre-existing conditions. So you would start there more than likely. I wouldn't necessarily try and split it up and say who you're going to cover and who you're not. Everybody should be covered if you can. But I understand that with the cost of health insurance now, a lot of people can't afford to insure the entire family. So the highest risk is what I would start with, I suppose.
Okay, so you'd need to assess who in your rig has the highest risk and go from there. Donna Murphy wants to know, if you're full-timing, what state do you say you are from when applying for health insurance? And we covered this a bit, but let's cover this again in detail because, again, I think this is a lesser-known fact.
Right. I mean, you have to pick a state of domicile as an RVer, period, and that's where you have to purchase your health insurance. I recommend seeking an attorney that understands all that. If you're concerned about picking a domicile and you don't have ties per se physically to a state. For example, Sean Loring he's with Escapees in Texas. He consults with people on these types of questions, and I'd recommend giving him a call.
And what exactly type of attorney are you looking for? What is their area of law expertise that you're looking for when you're looking for this attorney?
I'm not really sure. I don't really know that they have to specialize in it, but I don't know the answer to that, honestly, Kimberly. I just know that Sean Loring of Loring Law is he's worked closely with our readers, and he's actually written a manual called How to Become a Texan, which applies a lot to just Texas, but there's good information in that manual for picking a domicile, period. And, of course, I also highly recommend Technomadia's write-up on it, and Nina from Wheeling It has done a nice blog on picking a domicile as well.
Okay, so Nandy Mary Beth, while she's running the chat, can go find those three things that he mentioned, Nina from Wheeling It, Technomadia's write-up of domicile, and How to Be a Texan, and put that on our chat. That would be awesome. Leah Johnson would like to know if there are any plans with nationwide network coverage. We will be Texas residents, but what if we were in another state and need care? Now, you touched on this a little, but this is, again, something that needs a little bit more explanation because this is lifestyle. We move around, right? And some of us are major risk takers.
Fewer and fewer insurance companies are offering a national network. Okay, there really isn't an insurance company that offers a nationwide network, but what a lot of insurance companies do is they contract with large administrators who provide access to these networks. For example, Avira Health out of South Dakota. Avira Health's network is only within South Dakota area, but they have contracted with the Multi-Plan Network, which is a national network, and allowed you to use that network when you're not in South Dakota. But to her specific situation, I go back to my earlier answer that Texas is good because Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas allows you to use the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association network. So I think that they have the biggest network. Not just Blue Cross of Texas, but the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is the largest national network. So if you can get a plan that gives you access to that, that's my recommendation.
Very good. Very good. We did a poll, and we found out that a lot of RVers are self-insured, which is a euphemism for uninsured. And you and I were chatting yesterday about tapping into medical providers through telehealth.
Yeah.
Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, so telehealth is the use of technology to access board-certified and physicians and as well as registered nurses. You can communicate with them via email or sometimes video chat and telephone.
Are they available 24/7?
Yes, they are. Statistics say that, I think this is AMA statistics, American Medical Association, says that 70% of all office visits can be handled over the phone, according to physicians themselves. So telehealth, the implementation of telehealth has been to cut down the costs associated with unnecessary office visits, really. And telehealth provides that. You know, you can email your doctor or talk on the phone and often get diagnosed and prescribed simple medications over the phone.
That's wonderful.
That's great for RVers.
It's perfect for RVers, especially RVers that are, you know, predominantly healthy and really don't need to visit the doctor that much.
Just to clarify, I say you can contact your physician. When you enroll in a telehealth program, you really aren't employing a specific physician, not your own primary care doctor. You're given access to a very large network of doctors. And whoever happens to be available when you call or email, that's the one you're going to get.
Okay, you just said enroll. So is this something that I'm paying for on a monthly basis as a safety net for myself? Okay, so go ahead and expand on that.
Yeah, last year we actually approached a large provider of these services and told them about our community of RVers, and I thought that this would be a good fit, and we arranged a program that we designed specifically for RVers, which includes telehealth through TeleDoc, which is the largest provider of telehealth services. They're based out of Dallas, Texas. It includes eDoc, which is a similar service, but most of theirs is through email and a telephone, smartphone tap. But it also includes prescription discounts, vision discounts, as well as dental discounts. So you subscribe to that as a member, and it's $12.95 for an individual, $14.95 for a couple, and $16.95 for a family, no matter how large the family.
Per month.
Per month. And that gives you access, unlimited access to those telehealth services. Now, usually you have to pay a $40 per consult in addition to that, but we were able to get them to remove that.
That's fantastic.
So the only thing you pay is a monthly subscription. So.
That is great. And how can our listeners get involved in that if that's something that they want to look into further?
Yeah, if they're interested, they can go to rvyourhealthinsurance.com. And at the top menu, I have an item there that says telehealth, teledoc. And you can read all about it and enroll there if you'd like to.
Okay, I'm going right here on your website right now, rvyourhealthinsurance.com, and I'm clicking on Teladoc, and I see all the rates that you just told me about and that no consultation fees clause, and I'm going to go ahead and put that on our chat.
I've used it myself. We've used it for just some simple consultations that saved us some office visits. We've used it to get discounts on our own dental. We love it.
That's fantastic. And this is separate from your health insurance. You do not have to tap into your health insurance
right.
budget to use these things.
And it should not be seen as a replacement of health insurance either.
Okay, you mentioned that.
Definitely not.
Go ahead and extend on that.
Well, because it doesn't replace your primary care doctor either. It just gives you an additional way of accessing care when you're on the road, especially in a place like we are in the middle of Yellowstone. You know, it's nice to be able to have that safety net of someone I can reach out to if I have a question about an issue that any one of our family members has.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that opportunity, and I hope that our listeners go and check out that link. Again, it's rvhealthinsurance.com/tela, T-E-L-A-D-O-C, Teladoc. And then another backslash, or without, probably you'd find it too. So definitely something to look at and research and see if that's something that you would like to partake in, because I think it's a great option. I know that many times on the road I happen to have a best friend who's a physician, so that helps a lot, and I can text her or email her any time of the day and say, check out this rash, which
right.
she loves those text messages. Those are her favorite.
A lot of our readers like to use naturopaths and Teladoc and EDOC that give you naturopaths too, which is really nice. I've used a naturopath for a consult once, and that was nice.
I'm so glad you brought that up, and I know our studio audience, consisting of Road School Mom Clementine, is really happy about that too. So, yeah, that's great, because a lot of our okay, let's face it, this is what you might call a fringe lifestyle, and so we have a lot of very strong opinions about healthcare specifically, and Western medicine versus other options, Eastern medicine and natural medicine, so that's really good to know. I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Okay, Kyle.
Clementine is sitting here, and you should appreciate that.
Yes. Okay, we've talked a lot about very in-depth information, right? This is way too much for me myself to absorb, and I've had you at my disposal for a whole week. So if people want to get in touch with you and talk to you specifically, how do they do that?
Yeah, the easiest thing is just to go to rvyourhealthinsurance.com. We have contact forms on there. That's the easiest way to get a hold of us. And we have a phone number. I can give that out if you want.
Go ahead.
And you can contact us at our toll-free number, which is 866-591-4909. We have myself and Colleen Elkins, who is another agent that works closely with me. So you might get her or you might get myself.
Very good. I'm really encouraged that there is an opportunity for health insurance on the road, that it is somewhat attainable. It's expensive,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Health insurance is expensive, but going without it is
right.
astronomical.
Yeah.
So it's really important that when you're looking into this full-time RV lifestyle, that you do carve a part of your budget aside for health insurance, life insurance.
Yeah.
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 Do you also handle life insurance?
Yeah. Well, we are expanding into actually all insurance for RVers in July. So life insurance, auto, RV, all of that will be expanding by bringing on other brokers who specialize working with RVers.
Well, that's
so,
great.
Yeah.
So you'll be a one-stop shop for insurance.
Yeah, we're launching the RV or Insurance Exchange next month. That's the goal, is to make it a great resource for all types of insurance for the lifestyle.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we're very, very lucky to have you as a resource and have someone who understands what this lifestyle is about so intimately, because you are a full-time RVer, so that you know the needs of our families. We're just really pleased that you took the time tonight to talk to us, and I know that this is going to be a podcast that we are going to refer to over and over again. So thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. Can I add a word of caution?
Please do.
When you're planning, especially those who are not on the road yet but are planning to, when you're trying to plan your budget, you have to be very careful looking at current numbers, because if you interview me a month from now, things are going to be different.
Why is that?
the health insurance market is constantly changing. Now, specifically, there's a big Supreme Court case that's going on right now called King versus Burwell, where they are debating the legality of the subsidies themselves. So a lot of people are planning this lifestyle around getting that life, that subsidy. So, you know, they look at the health insurance, it might be $1,000 a month for their family, but, oh, I'm getting an $800 a month subsidy, so I'm only going to pay $200. So they budget the entire lifestyle around that $200 a month. Well, you have to be prepared for that subsidy going away. I'm not saying it will, but you have to be prepared for that, because it could go away. If that Supreme Court case goes against the subsidies, they will go away. You know, and elections in 2016, things may change too. So my caution is do not plan too far long-term based on current numbers.
I know that yes, absolutely, and I'm really happy that you added that caution. I know that this is the holy grail of questions, but if I am a family, let's say an average American family of 2.5 children, we'll go with two to round down, how much in my budget should I set aside for health insurance, vaguely?
Well, that's a...
I know it's a
percentage
really,
of your income.
Yeah, a percentage of my income, or an actual number, dollar amount.
Depends on the size of the family. Let's just take a typical four, two adults, two kids family member.
Perfect.
You're looking at $800 to $1,100 a month for health insurance for a bronze to silver level plan for family that size. Assuming the parents are in their 40s.
Right.
So up or down from there, and that's going to be pretty much across the board and Florida, Texas, or South Dakota.
Well, that's really good information to know. And
without a subsidy, of course.
Right. And you mentioned the subsidy case and the Supreme Court. Now, if those subsidies go away, does that mean, let's say I get my insurance next month with you, and we're at that $200 point, and I've got that $800 subsidy, and the next month the ruling comes through?
Yeah.
Is it immediate?
That's a great question. That's been a big point of contention with this whole issue, is what is going to happen. We don't know. There are some guys in Congress that have put forth a way of phasing out the subsidies, but Obama has already said that if they rule against the subsidies, they will be lost immediately.
Wow.
Yeah. So we don't really know, but my suspicion is that the Supreme Court, because they would have the authority, I believe, to actually determine themselves to extend the subsidies through the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know. It could go either way. It could go away immediately, or they could continue them for the rest of the year.
Well, very good information. Thank
yeah.
you again so much
yeah.
for joining us and taking
yeah.
the time. Absolutely. And we're going to take a commercial break, and then Mary Beth and I will be right back with you. To talk about what's going on at Full Time Families and Road School Teacher.
Don't live with stinky tank odors inside your RV, and stop throwing money at toxic chemical cover-ups. The 360 Siphon RV Holding Tank Vent Cap eliminates odors from the source and exhausts them out the roof vent before they have a chance to invade your RV living space. By design, the patented 360 Siphon can only create an updraft, expelling odors and fostering an oxygen-rich environment to speed up waste breakdown. Find the 360 Siphon at your local dealership or find out more at LippertComponents.com.
We're back. And we are back. Mary Beth, did you get all that? Mary Beth, are you here? Am I talking to myself? I might be. Oh, Mary Beth's gone. I'm sure she did. I'm sure she'll be back. She probably had some sort of technical difficulties, but that was a huge amount of information to digest. And I'm so thankful to Kyle for taking the time to be with us to really outline what are the ins and outs of health insurance for our RVers. Mary Beth, did you have any questions for Kyle?
I didn't. Not really. I think you covered it all. I think that there's so much information, and I don't know. I know you have, and I have, but reviewed his website extensively. But if you haven't visited RVer, hi.com, it's really a wealth of information and somewhere to start. I have so many questions. I don't think I could pinpoint just one.
Well, if you do have questions, I really do encourage you to go on RVerHealthInsurance.com and utilize that 1-800 number, actually the 1-866 number, and give them a call so that you can get this squared away for your family and get some real peace of mind for your family. Mary Beth, tell me what's going on at Road Trip Teacher this week.
Well, you know, I really don't know. We're on kind of a hiatus with our core curriculum things this last week. And what we've kind of decided to do, I hadn't really realized this before because the last couple of summers we didn't necessarily homeschool through the summer. We've kind of changed our road school plan as we talked about a couple of weeks ago. And so this year I realized that today being Flag Day and really even back to Memorial Day, I think it's kind of a cool time between Memorial Day and July 4th. And then you have that Flag Day kind of in between to just really kind of discover and learn about, you know, our American history, no matter where you are. I think there's so many cool resources in so many places. So that's what we're kind of focusing on, is just kind of putting together an American history study, kind of, if you will. We're not exactly in a place right now that we can go out and view much colonial history or anything of that nature. I think I posted earlier today over at diaryofaroadmom.com, one of our leafless goals in our RV is to actually be in like that history triangle and out there in colonial Williamsburg and, you know, down to the Washington, D.C. area, is to be in that area, you know, during this time of year, because I just think it would be so neat to experience all those things and learn about it, you know, during this time period. But because we are not at that point yet, we are just going to kind of maybe do that remotely and see what we can come up with. So that's what we'll be doing at Road Trip Teachers, basically sharing our research and the things that we're going to be learning. We'll be sharing with our audience via our free printables over at the Learning Shop.
Absolutely. That's really good information. And I know Road School Mom Jill Jenkins just spent a lot of time in that historic triangle that you mentioned. I personally think that's one of the most educational and most fun parts of the country, Jamestown specifically, Williamsburg. That whole area is teeming with European history, and we really like it there. Over at Full Time Families, we have a huge amount of things to go that's going on. And first and foremost, I want to tell everyone that there are only 14 spots left for the rally. That's it.
Wow.
So if you do not have your spot yet, I cannot tell you strongly enough to please make your reservations with us and reserve your spot, because once they're sold out, they're sold out. And we have 3 months to go until the rally. And so I anticipate it's going to be sold out within the next week to 2 weeks. And unfortunately, you'll have to wait till the next rally to join us, and that will be in Florida in 2016. So if you have any intention of coming to Branson in 2015, September, and hanging out with Mary Beth and myself and a whole bunch of other amazing Road School families, then please make your reservations soon, because that is selling out like crazy.
It's hard to believe that that's going to be in less than 3 months, I guess. We'll be back together, but that makes me so excited to know that we'll be crossing paths officially soon if we don't before that. And, you know, really you're going to kill me when I tell you this, but if you have 14 spots left on your roster, then it's really only 13 because I've not made my reservation yet, even though we've been talking about it. I made a reservation at the first campground that we talked about, and I haven't change that reservation, so I've got to get that done first thing in the morning.
Right. You bring up a good point. We did have to change the host of the rally because it became immediately apparent, and thankfully 3 months ahead of time it became apparent, that they could not host us and meet the needs of us of keeping our group all together. And that is one of our primary concerns for the children, for the families, that we all be in the same location, and the first campground could not accomplish that for us. And so we have moved campgrounds, and ABC, America's Best Campground in Branson, is thrilled to be hosting this event. In fact, I will give you some insider information. Once we published where we were having the event, ABC called me and said, hey, what's the deal? Why aren't you having it here? And, you know, at that point, we were in negotiations with Silver Dollar City, and so that's the campground we chose. And they did also make all these promises to us, and so that's how we move forward. But I'm really happy. I feel very contented with hosting it at ABC. ABC is really excited to host us, and so it's going to be a great event.
ABC stands for America's Best Campground, right, KT?
That's correct.
Right. So if you're joining us on our chat, I'm going to post that right now so you've got that, because it's important to know that there's two things you have to do if you want to come to the Not Back to School Road School Rally. The first thing you need to do is get a hold of Kimberly over at Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com and register for your rally package. And the second thing you need to do is get your spot at the campground, because those two things are separate, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. You will not officially have a spot with the rally until I have you on our roster. So please make sure you do both of those things. Also over, and you can find that at fulltimefamilies.com under the little tab that says rally. It's right there sitting there waiting for you. Also at fulltimefamilies.com, I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that we had a bit of a sewer debacle this week. And that sewer debacle actually influenced us to do a complete sewer overhaul. And this show is brought to you by Lipper Components, the providers of our sewer overhaul. And you will have the opportunity to win the Mac Daddy Cadillac of Sewer Waste Management Systems, the Waste Master, which is a phenomenal hose that we are pleased to be toting around the country now. And so you can win your own by just entering our annual FPS Father's Day photo contest. So same thing, just submit a photo of your dad, father figure, male mentor in your life or your family's life, and it will be considered for the grand prize, which is the Waste Master RV Sewer Management System, which is a $250 value, and we will have three runners up who will receive T-shirts from us. So that's going on at Full Time Families. Mary Beth has written an amazing post about healthcare on the road in anticipation for this show, and that's sitting there at both roadshowteacher.com and healthcare and fulltimefamilies.com. So you can read about all sorts of health additional healthcare information. We also are boasting the 10 best Father's Day field trips around the country. If you don't know what to do with Dad in a week, Father's Day is in a week. Oh my goodness. Please go ahead and check out the best Father's Day field trips around the country and pick Dad on one of them. I know that there's stuff like fishing and auto museums and all kinds of great ideas to get your juices flowing so that you can make it a special day for Dad, because I know for me personally, I wouldn't be able to be on this journey without the father in our rig, my husband, Christopher, who is really the backbone of our adventure and our travels. He does all the driving, he does all the fixing, he does all the listening, he does all the putting up with me. So he's pretty fantastic, and I want to make his Father's Day just as fantastic as he is.
I have to put in there that he's also a common denominator in both black tank debacles that I know from your rig, so just pointing that out.
He is. He is the main star of our latest video, and I happen to love him on video. I love him in person too, but I'm really pleased to have his video. And he's just such an overall good sport. And for anyone who doesn't know, he's also the behind the scenes guy that makes these rallies a reality. You know, Mary Beth and I might be in front of the crowd pulling us all off, but you can only hear us on the microphone because he's rigged the AV system, and you can only, you know, see what we're doing because he's uploaded it all to the website. So he's really such a gift to me. And I'm looking forward to making his Father's Day really spectacular. And tune in next week to hear how we made that a reality. Anything else?
I don't think so from my end. I can tell you that just it's making me exhausted talking with all of this. We're talking about Father's Day, and not too long after that is July 4th, and then not too far after that we're going to be looking into the final weeks before the rally, and that means summer's almost over, and I feel like it just began. So summer sure does slide by fast, right?
It absolutely does, Mary Beth. That is so true. It's going at the speed of light faster and faster, but I'm really excited to make the most of our travels this summer, and we will be moving and coming to you from a new location next week, so tune in. Also, I want to mention again a special thank you to this show's sponsor, Lipper Components, and for a limited time, if you go to Lipper Components' website and see something that you must have for your RV or maybe a great Father's Day present, I mean, what father doesn't want a sewer master? Really, that's the gift that keeps on giving. year after year, right? Here's the Mac Daddy sewer hoses. You can get that at this exclusive discounted price by entering promo code FULLTIMEFAMILY. So that's all the news that's fit to print on the West Coast.
Well, that's an amazing offer, and that's one thing that I don't think some people really get until you actually do get your full-time family's membership, that there are other things involved besides just the regular fellowship that you get, and you get an amazing group of people that you can go on to at all hours of the day and talk to on a board, and many of those same people, you can even pick up the phone and talk with them, but there really are a lot of memberships and discounts available with having your FTF membership. So if you're confused about that, be sure to give Kimberly an email over at kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com. And in the meantime, I'll just take one more second to give a special thanks again to Kyle Henson for joining us tonight. If you missed any of our earlier show, you should go check out his website at rverhi.com, which stands for rverhealthinsurance.com, but it's rverhi.com. And other than that, we will be back here same time, same place next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time right here. Kimberly will still be on the West Coast. I'll still be on the East Coast, but you never know where one of us is going to show up next. So be sure to join us next week from wherever in the world you are. And until then, safe travels and God bless.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.